long time since I've been in front of a microphone. That's kind of an alien experience for me. I'm totally impressed and amazed and thrilled at the amount of love and joy that people here have been expressing about Tina. She was a beautiful woman. I think about Tiffany's comment about the wow moments of your life. And truly, excuse me, truly, knowing Tina has got to be a wow moment in everybody's life. The other thing I want to say is that on the well, there's a meme about when somebody dies and they say, oh, that was a great person, but it was no Ella Fitzgerald. Well, I'm here to tell you, Ella, you are no Tina. God bless you, darling.
Ooh, there's a lot of people here. I'll talk to Eric so I'm not so scared. I've learned a lot about Tina this morning. A lot of things I didn't know. And I really appreciate hearing all the stories. I have a very short story of my own. I belong to a wine tasting group with Tina and Eric. And Tina was describing a wine tasting class she had taken. And I have to paraphrase, I cannot remember the exact words. And she described a bottle of red wine that was opened. And she said that was the raunchiest, the stinkiest, the most odoriferous wine. I loved it.
My name's Flash. I knew Tina from like 85 or 86 back on the well. I can't say I ever made it up into the category of friend, but we were pretty good acquaintances, I guess. A couple of early memories. I remember we thought it would be a good idea to get some well perns together and have just get together and eat. So we had we met at some Chinese restaurant, which eventually led to the Chinese Food Club, which went on for a number of years. And I remember at that first meeting, I knew that Tina's login on the well, O-N-E-Z-I-E, which I was pronouncing in my head as Onizi. And it wasn't until many years after that that I learned that it came from 1Z, 2Z, 3Z, but I still think of it as Onizi for some odd reason. And another thing, I had the honor of going out to her class on a couple of different years because she wanted people of different professions to come out and talk to the kids. So I told them what it was like being a physician, and I taught them all how to make kites because I used to do that with some kids, and I rode my motorcycle out there, which impressed them. And then not too long after that, when I had my first heart attack, which was I think 88, I got a mailing tube with a hand-drawn get well paper from each of the kids in the class, which I suspect Tina had something to do with. And that's just kind of my gestalt about Tina. She's kind of an energy center in making things happen, and you know, so deeply compassionate.
Anybody else? We run it down. I have to tell you one story. that came to mind as David was talking about seeing things. And it was, and about David and Tina's relationship, which was really something. It was everything David said it was, plus a lot more in the way of fairly constant needling and a lot of teasing. And I think my favorite of all those was at a Sing Thing once. David, I don't know if you even remember this. And David had just finished singing a heartbreaking song called For a Dancer. And Tina, when he finished, Tina said to David, "David, if I die, will you sing that at my funeral? Beat, beat. Only would you key it about two steps lower?" And I swear, the look on David's face was priceless. Absolutely priceless. Anyway, we did not do that song here because it's a very morose song. But if you go back to the webpage, memorial webpage, you'll find a couple of lines from that song on that page. And with that, unless someone else wants to deal in here. Okay, Carol's going to say some more.
And I'm saying this to you, Eric, because along the way throughout this sad journey that you and Tina have taken, some of us have worried about you and wondered how you were going to be and how you were doing and what you were doing. And there was a lot of hand-wringing going on. And I don't know how much I actually ever said. This was all online. But I was thinking, he's fine. He's fine. You know, let it go. And you are fine, and you've been fine. And you're just a totally cool guy. And you were lucky to have Tina, but Tina was really lucky to have you. And I just want to say that I appreciate that we're all here today, thanks to you. And you've really made this a wonderful, we've all made it a wonderful event, but you have really made it shine.
Okay, thank you very much, everybody. And yes, indeed, I was astoundingly lucky to have Tina in my life. I never stopped wondering, shaking my head and wondering how on earth that ever happened. But it did. And I took advantage of it as best I could. Okay, I think everyone said everything. I think everybody's probably pretty hungry, so I would say the picnic is on. Thank you all for coming.